It's 18 minutes after 6. The United National Transport Union, also known as UNTU, painted a horrific picture yesterday of the state of commuter rail services in the country, with whole trains being hijacked on a weekly basis by frustrated passengers who just want to get to their destination. Now, the United National Transport Union is a majority union at the Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa, that's PRASA. So I had a conversation with Nana Zenani, who's a senior communications manager at PRASA, about some of the issues that UNTU is raising.
We are in total support of the union's observation. They are 100% correct in their observation. And in fact, the first time bomb went off last evening, if I may use that term. And this was when 10 of our staff members, in particular a lady train driver, was attacked by a mob. I won't call them angry commuters because commuters don't behave like that. She was attacked. She was injured when somebody threw a brick on her face. She was hit on the face, in fact, with a brick. She was stripped, and she was, and our task team arrived just as she was being dragged into the bushes. Now, it's barbaric, and there is no justification, whether it be service interruptions or delays, that would allow that kind of senseless behavior. Mm-hmm. And so we've taken the decision to close the line to protect our employees. Their psychological well-being and their health and wellness is important to us. And so we've taken that decision to close the line based on that and many other reports of crimes that we have been looking after or taking care of or trying, which you would know on the central line in the Western Cape, where one of the additional security people that we had hired, a service provider, was shot in the shoulder by a group of armed men who were looking to rob them of the guns and ammunition.
On the issue of passenger trains being hijacked, I mean, you know, UNTU explains what it means and what happens, and that's basically when the train proceeds on the train that is on the track, rather, that is not scheduled to be on. In that particular case, how does someone get access to the train driver? Is there a door that they're using in order to be able to hijack that train? How does that work?
But it's like a car. In order for you to access the driver cabin, you need to get through a door. Those doors are locked. They force their way into the cabin.
Wow.
So, you know, it would be difficult for PRASA to explain the nitty-gritties because it's just wanton criminality. But they force their way into the cabin, and obviously they would be armed. But even if they're not armed, if an employee is concentrating on doing their job, and by the way, their job being to drive a train and provide a service, and people want to be dropped off near their houses, this is a train. It's not a car. There are safety regulations that we operate under. We can't run trains where we want to. We can't stop trains where we want to. It's not a taxi. It's not a bus. It's not a car. So UNTU is correct in that what happens. And unfortunately, with trains, you can't take a driver that drives on one area, let's say in Johannesburg, and take them to come and drive in Pretoria. There is something that is called route knowledge. So when you do that, you actually put not just the life of the driver, but every single person on board at risk, because you don't even know if that line has been serviced and it is approved to be used.
From the perspective of PRASA, I mean, what is it that you can do that's within your control at this stage in order to be able to, one, protect your drivers and your staff, and also ensure the safety of commuters? Is there anything that you can do? And what do you need at this point?
To put that point into perspective, there is no other public transportation service besides PRASA that is expected to provide security, to run trains, and still fix the rail lines when they break down, all on the same budget which we have been given by Treasury, which is meant for operations, which is what our constitutional mandate is as PRASA. When we are told to hire additional staff for security, we have to take money that is set aside to upgrade the system, to fix the train so that they keep running, and then add more bodies onto the rail tracks to, quote-unquote, protect. Now, there are bodies and organizations and departments that have the constitutional mandate to protect. And you've seen in cases like Gautrain, Gautrain will have their own security, but they'll also have police that have been deployed. Same as you in the airport, where you'll have the airport company security, but you also will have police deployed. This is what PRASA also needs. So, as I say again, when there were attacks on my city bus, for instance, when the Arrow buses were burned, there was no public outcry for those organizations to hire their own security. Everybody was clear and they understood that there is a point where all of this now becomes criminal activity. So we have got security, but we are not the police. And what it means is that we have to then take the budget for trains and only ever invest it into security. And that is not our constitutional mandate.
Just one more question before I let you go. Are you engaging with the police department and Treasury as well in terms of what your concerns are and what your needs are? And what's the feedback you're getting?
Treasury is outside of the process. Treasury allocates budget.
Okay.
But in terms of the police, we had a meeting this afternoon with the South African police, the rapid rail section of it, and they will come back to us with a strategy. But we are in talks with them to also help, for them to help us to analyze what can be done on the line, but also to look at the trends that are within rail, because we're seeing an increase in very brazen criminality. And the trains are running in and around communities. So all of those, that kind of analysis and intelligence needs to actually take place so that the way that rail is being looked at and has to be different in terms of it being secured by the police, but also to look at the criminal activities, the syndicates that are after the cables and all of that. So all of that has to then be considered.
That's Nana Zenani, who's a senior comms manager at PRASA.